amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
God has a plan for your life, and He has a plan for my life. But there's a tendency to just float through unless we really have an idea of where we're going. Something in our spirit, man, that we've caught a vision that God has good things for us, that we have some type of a goal, not goal-oriented as the world might plan, but still at the same time having something that we feel in our spirit that we're striving for, that we're preparing for, a hope, a vision. Without it, we perish. We need to know deep within ourselves that we do have a mission in our lives. We know that God created us to reflect His glory, but in what way? We know in general, but does He have a particular plan for your life and my life? Or are we living in quiet desperation, hoping that something is going to happen to us? We're going to get that exciting letter in the mail that we've won $1 million, that someone has left us this wonderful estate. Fantasy. To the most part, fantasy. But day after day, as my eyes are upon Him, the author and finisher of my faith, and I feel the drawing of His Spirit towards a particular plan that He has for me, and I cooperate with that preparation of that goal, that vision that He's imparted within me, something's going to happen somewhere because I've prepared myself. I believe that each one of us have been gifted by God. I know it. The Word tells us that God works in us to will and to do for His good pleasure. What do you really like to do? Is there something in your life? Is it a hobby that God could use to bless other people with? Or maybe a business, and the finances of that could bless others and bless yourself. That somehow in our everyday walk around kind of life, God wants to use our giftings. Have you always wanted to be a nurse and put it off? And time has flown by and you've never really done that. And the children have grown up. Why not take a course? Get some books and see if that drawing is still there. Pursue it. We need to pursue our dream. What would be the worst thing that could happen? We could fail or decide that wasn't the area that God had for us. At least we would be moving in a direction. But as we seek the face of God and say, Lord, how do you want to use me? I yield myself to you. Maybe it's only a short-term goal. But pursue the vision. Lethargy, apathy, depression are terrible things to live with. There is no hope. But following Jesus is an exciting life. The love life, to feel truly alive. Serving others, one really does feel alive inside of oneself. There's such a satisfaction in that. But we all serve in different ways. Do you have a teacher within you? Do you have a mechanic within you? Oh, there's nothing wrong with being a mechanic. Our world, where would we be without our cars, our trucks, our vehicles? And helping others with theirs and really doing whatever our gifting is to the best possible level that we could. Reflecting the integrity of God in whatever vocation we're in. To do the very best job possible. To do it as unto the Lord. We've heard that term, and it's been used so loosely that we really don't see our life as a ministry. But whatever God has imparted within you to do, do it with all your heart. A homemaker, what a high calling to take care of little ones, the future of tomorrow. A holy calling. Motherhood would call upon every gifting that we have as teacher, as nurturer, as homemaker, as counselor. And it's only as we call upon the giftings of the Holy Spirit, call upon Him, that He enables us to fulfill our destiny to the fullest. The way we conceive the future sculpts the present, gives contour and tone to nearly every action and thought through the day. If our sense of future is weak, we live listlessly. Much emotional and mental illness, and most suicides occur among men and women who feel they have no future. Depression is a terrible thing. I see it as living at the bottom of a well. And we need to back up what really caused that depression. No hope. Feeling separated. Feeling lonely. Self-pity. No one understands. Many times, this is caused through anger. We just gave up. Unforgiveness. Everyone feels angry, but how do we handle our anger? The Word tells us to be angry, but sin not. We're encouraged not to let the root of bitterness grow up. It just cuts us off. Spiritually, it is such a bad place to be in. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And deliver us from evil. Have you forgiven your debtors? The Word admonishes us to forgive 70 times 7. As we have been forgiven, as God has forgiven us, we need to let go of the anger and resentment we have towards others. If we will fulfill our vision and dream, if we have no hope, we will not strive. If within our very spirit we see that God has something wonderful for us, and the mundane, the silly offenses, the silly hurts that would cut us off from that dream are enemies of our soul and our future. We can't afford it. Jesus calls us to pick up our cross daily. And that's not always easy. We want to retaliate. The very nature that we have, our fallen nature, wants to get even, wants to prove that we are right. And even if we are right, we're wrong by our attitude, because God has called us to love. And Jesus never said it was easy. Sometimes the Christian faith is presented as an easy faith. Narrow is the way and straight is the gate. Through much tribulation we enter the kingdom. For the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So if I want to fulfill God's destiny for me, I have to fulfill the royal law of love. I must forgive by decision. And as I forgive by decision, my emotions eventually follow.
You have that peace. Let it live, don't let the darkness of Satan in, no, no, forgive, send it away, don't let it stay, let mercy reign. We must forgive. We call to walk in Christ's footsteps. He had no guide, no worldly style. Even when falsely accused, mistreated and abused, it was easy to choose, and he chose to forgive. No, don't let it. Jesus knows the shame. He's seen the things that cut your life just like a knife. He felt heal our country if we just forgive. Wonderful Lord, teach us how to live like you did. Teach us how that even while hanging on the cross, you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even in the prayer that you've taught your disciples, your words were, forgive others before I can forgive you.
Forgiving others and also forgiving ourselves, recognizing the fact that we're just human and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus died for all sin, not just small sin, but even that which you find so difficult to forgive yourself for. To believe that God's word is true, though your sins be as red as scarlet, he shall make them as white as snow. That's what the cross is all about. And when you've asked God to forgive you, to forgive yourself, and stop trying to punish yourself by very strange means. Sometimes this is even done subconsciously by putting ourselves in very dangerous situations, exposing ourselves to many things that could be very detrimental to our health and well-being, because subconsciously we're trying to punish ourselves and really not acknowledging the fact that Jesus did a finished work. There is nothing that I could do to save myself from my own sin. Only the blood of Jesus. Only Jesus. Nothing I can do, nothing you can do, except repent and tell Jesus you're sorry and turn from that thing. Who is going to deliver me from this circle of sin and death? Paul asked that question. And thanks be to God, there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. No matter how horrendous the sin is, that's what the blood is for. Forgive yourself. Let the guilt go. And many times when the guilt goes, the fear goes. And then the depression goes. Let the anger go. We have to let go of the what ifs. Let go of yesterday, because yesterday is going to influence how we see tomorrow. And that bitter root experience that we've had, those judgments that we have made in our past, will affect our present and our future. It colors everything that we do. But today, this year, can be a new year, a new time, a new season, as I let go of yesterday and put it under the blood of Jesus, asking God to forgive me for all my sins, forgiving everyone, and asking the Holy Spirit to bring to mind those people that we have held judgments against, and not to argue with him and say, oh, it's so easy, because we think of where we are at this present moment in our maturity level. I don't feel that way now. I understand, but the child in you is still angry. So when the Holy Spirit brings someone's name to mind to forgive, to be reconciled with, maybe even to ask forgiveness if you know this person is offended by behavior, by words, don't argue with him. Just do whatever he leads you to do. Those are the sons of God that are led by the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say, or maybe a note. If the person does not know that you're angry with them, that's not necessary. Just tell it to Jesus. But if there is a breach, and they're aware of it, and you're aware of it, just a note, forgive me. Or I forgive you. And let the Holy Spirit heal. He wants to bring us to a new place in him, a place of freedom, a place of joy. letting go of the past. It's like a basement. Are you a collector? I'm a collector. And if you've lived in any house for a long time, the attic is full, the basement is full, and it's almost depressing. It's heavy. The walls can come right in on you, maybe even your bedroom. We collect various things, gatherers, I guess. And so we collect bad memories and bad feelings and hurts and wounds. And they're almost like carrying suitcases wherever we go. And so I could say to you, who are you carrying today? One offense, two offenses, 10, 15? And it even affects our stature, how we stand. Our shoulders slump over. Our body, we become, one can see it in body language. We're carrying all the hurts, all the disappointments. And the Lord is calling us to that higher ground. Narrow is the way, straight is the gate, few there are that find it.
Thank you.
Reading on in 1 Thessalonians, the Christian faith has always been characterized by a strong and focused sense of the future, with belief in the second coming of Jesus as the most distinctive detail. From the day Jesus ascended into heaven, his followers lived in expectancy of his return. He told them he was coming back. They believed he was coming back. They continue to believe it. For Christians, it is the most important thing to know and to believe about the future. Whether Jesus Christ comes in our lifetime to this earth, or we go home to meet him, to be doing exactly what he wants us to do until that day. Whatever it is, and to be walking in love. For God is love. He who loveth not knoweth not God. Love is a decision, not an emotion. Love doesn't even notice when others do it wrong. There is faith, hope, and love. Make love your aim. I'm making it mine. Not that I've achieved that, but I'm striving for and pressing towards the high calling in Christ Jesus. And I know it's a love walk. I need to love others as I love myself. I need to forgive myself. And I need to walk in repentance and forgiving others. Not based on how I feel, but based on a decision to follow Jesus. God loves you with an amazing love. He hasn't changed his mind. The gift and call of God are without repentance. God has called you. God has a plan for you. And whatever your age, even if you feel you've missed it, it's never too late to say, I will, Lord, to do whatever you want me to do. In how many years I have, days or moments, I yield myself again to your plan for my future. Live with a purpose, live with a dream, and live with your eyes upon him. God loves you, and I do too.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.